can you have vitamins or medications on Pesach that contain chametz? For example, now we're not talking about someone who needs the medications to survive, a cholish yesh bo sakana. We're talking about a cholish ein bo sakana, a sick person who's not in any life-threatening danger. He takes these medications. If he didn't take it, nothing serious would happen. He may be in significant pain, but nothing serious would be deadly. Obviously, chasham, anything, you know, very dangerous. Of course, you could have pure chametz. The question here is a level below that, a cholish ein bo sakana. Is he permitted to have chametz on Pesach in a medication form, medication which contains chametz? So the Gemara Mishnah says it is mutter. If it's mutter to eat chametz, you're permitted to benefit from chametz. The Gemara says, well, what's the chiddush? Of course, if you're permitted to eat it, you can benefit from the chametz. So what's the case? The case is if you have chametz, which is charcho, which was burned, totally charcoal before Pesach, and now on Pesach you have this burnt piece of previously was chametz, are you permitted to benefit from it? Says the Gemara, you're permitted to benefit from it on Pesach. Says the Ran, well, what about eating it? Says the Ran, of course you're permitted even to eat it. The Gemara is not talking about that because it's not normal to eat it, but if you're permitted to eat it because it's no longer bread anymore since it was completely burnt to a crisp before Pesach. The Rosh disagrees. He says, no, of course it's usher to eat it. The Gemara only says it's permitted to benefit from it. Why? Why is it forbidden to eat it? Because Kevin the e ka'achile is iser, since he makes it, you know, into a edible item by eating it, now it becomes usher, reverts back to its chametz status, at least derabbanan for eating. And this is based on the concept of achshavei, that by you eating it, you give it a certain amount of importance, and therefore it is considered chametz derabbanan. The Rambam agrees with the Rush as well. Shulchan Aruch paskins like this Rush, that if you have rotten chametz, chametz ifsha, which is destroyed or really inedible before Pesach, but you want to keep it and you're allowed to keep it, but you can't eat it because of this concept of achshavei. At least that's how the Mishnah Berurah explains Shulchan Aruch. Okay, fine, but what about a cholish ein bo sakana? I understand a regular person, he has burnt chametz, he shouldn't eat it on Pesach if it was inedible, even if it was inedible before Pesach started, because by you eating it, you give it a certain amount of importance there, achshavei it. But says the Shagas Ari, this also applies even for a cholish ein bo sakana. Even a sick person has this concept of achshavei, and therefore he should not eat it. The Rama disagrees. The Rama in Yoridei says that a cholish ein bo sakana can eat burned iser in general. And the Yad Avram points out this heter is only for someone for refuah purposes, because otherwise we said the Rush would aser it because of achshavei. But if it's not for, if it is for refuah purposes, for medicinal purposes, then there is no achshavei. And in fact, this is the opinion of the Ksav Sofer as well. Based on all this, the Chazon Ish ruled that there is no achshavei by medicine. So medicine, which contains chametz in it, even if it's just a gel or holding the medicine together, there is no achshavei, and therefore you can swallow this capsule with chametz on Pesach. Shlomo Zalman, you know, disagreed and said it may still be achshavei because you want the chametz there, but we'll see how that plays out. Halacha l'maaseh in a second. The Igros Moshe ruled leniently like the Ksav. So for instance, there is no achshavei by medicine, and this is what people rely upon in general, to swallow medications, even a cholish ein bo sakana, which has chametz in it, because there is no achshavei by medicine. The Nishmas Avram points out that the Mishnah Berurah possibly agrees to this as well, because he says musak, which is some type of blood of an animal, which is forbidden to eat, is permitted to eat, though, for refuah purposes. The Nishmas Avram brings many poskim as well, who are lenient by bad-tasting medicines, as well, but if it's a good taste for the medicine, then already that's not what we're talking about. But most swallowing pills are, there is no taste at all, and therefore would be permitted. Rav Olbaum, cited in Olo Yaakov, writes another svar why it should be permitted, is that you're only swallowing the pill, you're not actually eating it, and that would mean there's no eating here at all, and therefore this is permitted as well, to swallow the pills. Rav Asher Weiss, cited in the Sefer Adaris Tiferes, there's another svar to permit it, that even the Shagas Aryeh, who forbade a sick person from having these medications, a cholish ein bo sakana, because of achshavei, that's only if a food is used for medicine. But a medicine, which was always a medicine, even if it has chametz in it, it was never supposed to be used for food. The chametz that's in our medicines was never harvested for food at all and then switched into medicine. It was always a medicine. Never, it was never a food to begin with, and therefore it is permitted. However, nevertheless, Rav Eliashiv, Rav Vedayan Fisher, the Shevet HaLevi, Kovetz Halachas, V'Avnei Derech, all cite many poskim who say, but L'chadchila, ideally you really should purchase kosher for Pesach capsules or swallow pills if you can. But if you can't, then there's not such a big deal. The Star K on their website writes, L'Halacha, such a person, a chol shem, is going to may swallow any tablet or capsule that is manufactured with the intent for the consumer to swallow, regardless of whether or not it contains chametz. The OU says, liquid medicines, chewable pills, and pills coated with a flavored glaze that are considered palatable and may contain chametz. Also, gel caps may present a problem. Therefore, if possible, they should be replaced under the direction of a doctor with a non-chewable, uncoated pill. But again, a non-chewable, uncoated pill would be fine. Rabbi Ribiad also says in his Pesach book, one should, if possible, attempt to verify the kashrus of anything you will ingest, even non-food medications. However, if one is unable to verify the kashrus status of a medication, and wrapping the pill or capsule in tissue paper is not feasible or practical, because if you would wrap it in tissue paper, that would also get rid of any taste of the medicine, he is permitted there to swallow a non-kosher pill or capsule for medical purposes. And again, obviously, we're only talking about a chol she'ein bo sakana. Chol she'yesh bo sakana would be allowed to have pure chametz without thinking twice.